أنتم مركز الصحابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. I want all of you who are listening and whoever wants this podcast, remember I'm going to discuss very, very important issues, because remember there's so many things going out there on the social media and radios and TV and what. So we need to understand the truth. Let me give you a lesson of South African history. We go to 1970. Who I want to discuss? Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Hafidahullah. Maulana was born in 1939. We are in 2020. So you can understand already. Islamically, Maulana is 83, 84 years old. He's an old man. But he works more than me. He works 18, 20 hours a day, even now. So anyway, I want to tell you the karamat of Maulana. And it's so pertinent in today's life. If you go to Port Elizabeth, I saw it myself and I discussed it with Maulana myself to ask him. Under the apartheid regime, you know the whites, what they used to call us, Yukulis and the other words and all these type of things. So there in PE, the white apartheid regime wanted to build a highway, a big highway, you know. And a masjid was in their way, and they took a decision that they're going to demolish this masjid. Totally, Allah forbid. Tomorrow, anytime in future, you go to PE, there's a masjid called Pierce Street Masjid, P-I-E-R-S, Pierce Street Masjid. So maybe my pronunciation is not too good, but there's a masjid there. Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai called the senior ulama of that time, 50 years ago, 1970, from the tale, Hazrat Maulana Umarji Rahimahullah, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah, they went from here, from Yasfam, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalwi Rahimahullah, so he was the senior, most senior Mufti in Transvaal at that time, Maulana Ibrahim Mia Mufti Ahmed Mia Rahimahullah, so they came, and from Cape Town, Sheikh Najjar and Sheikh Nazim Rahimahullah, they came, and Maulana was there obviously in PE, and this was the issue. Now they want to demolish the masjid, so what should we do? So all of them, these are the most senior ulama of South Africa, representing Jamiat Ulama Natal, Jamiat Transvaal, and MJC there from the Cape, and they came there, and Maulana's organization was Jamiat Ulama Eastern Cape at that time. Nevertheless, they all gave a unanimous mandate to Maulana and said that, see, that this is a masjid here in PE, and we are far. You know, those days to travel by plane for everybody was not like today. So they said, fine, you go ahead. Lo and behold, correspondence, court case, this, that, the white apartheid regime lost the case, and Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Hafidullah won the case. I ask you, leave all your politics, leave all your statements. Was that not a great, great accomplishment by this man? So therefore, you're not dealing with the ordinary persons. You are dealing with the Wali of Allah. And I quoted the hadith, remember just now in Tafsir, from Bukhari Sharif. Man aada li waliya. When you're going to harm the awliyaullah, faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Then Almighty Allah wages war against you. One lawyer tried it, And remember, he wrote lot of book articles and all that, what happened in Ispingo Beach and all. Hazrat Maulana wrote one book, flattened all his A and everything, finish and clear. So that's why we need Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. The man is a genius, the man is a wali of Allah. So look at that incident, you go to PE, and when I go to PE, what Allah said, we've been there many, many times, several times, and I look at that, and I go read two rakat salat to shukr. Ya Allah, in South Africa, you gave us the caliber of ulama, like Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. Now, another thing which most people don't know, this is 50 years ago we are talking about, and the Jamiat Ulama of South Africa, listen to my terms, Jamiat Ulama of South Africa was established that time and registered in 1971. So you must remember, this is all documented. There's no propaganda, no one this and all these type of things. So this is just for your information. So I want you to know to set the record straight. So that is one thing, right? Now I come to the others. I receive emails, I receive WhatsApps, I receive, you understand, some people phoning and telling that, you know, there's so much derogatory language and so much going on and all. We don't have control of what people do on their websites or do on their, you must remember, social media. And so we can only advise people. And if you are speaking about myself, I will answer for myself, but I'll answer you just now. I want to ask you one question, that these people who are kuffar, Shias, 100% kuffar, people who are swearing, cursing, abusing Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, our honorable mother Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amira Muawiyah radiallahu an. Quran Kareem teaches us, listen carefully, O listeners. Surah 9 verse 79. Surah 9 verse 79. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Those people who are criticizing, finding fault regarding those believers, the Sahaba who are contributing for the campaign of Tabuk. It was in the month of Rajab. It was in the year 9th year after Hijrah. And remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent Wahi, revelation to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make announcement, every able, capable male must participate. 30,000 Sahaba men congregated, assembled for this campaign, approximately the reference in Mustadrak Hakim. And lo and behold, Sayyidina Usman came, worth 300 camels he donated, 1,000 gold coins. Open Bukhari Sharif, open all the hadith kitabs, you will find. So the people, munafikeen, said at that time, Murayin is just showing off. And poor sahabas came with 1 kilo, half kilo, quarter kilo dates. And they said, you're wasting time here, the munafikeen and hypocrite. Almighty Allah, defending the honor of Sahaba, said, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ. What do these people do, the munafiqeen? You will see the word munafiqeen is mentioned in Quran so many places. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They mock the Sahaba. They ridicule them. They criticize them. Allah says, you criticize the beloved students, companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will mock you, and Almighty Allah will dispatch you straight to Jahannam, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. This is Quran Kareem, Surah 9, verse 79. My question to you, O esteemed listener, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, you say you're a Sunni. So how come some people come and tell me that you must tone down regarding the Shias? They told me Shia lo Shia. You know a little bit Zulu. Shia in Zulu means leave it. So they tell me Shia lo Shia, leave the Shias. So I asked them, do you read this ayat? Did you read the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people cursing, swearing, abusing my students, my companions, فَقُولُوا O Ummah, if you got iman in your heart, then say, لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. Allah's curse be upon you. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar. This is words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you want 100% authentic hadith in Tabarani, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sabba ashabi, whosoever swears and curses my sahaba, fa alayhi la'natullah wal malaika wal nasi ajmeen. Allah's curse is on that person, the angel's curse is on that person, and the people's curse, those people who got true iman, who belong to the true Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, not lip service. So this is authentic hadith in Tabarani. We don't speak just from our pocket, we'll give you everything. So my first question to you is this. Today people will tell us who gave you the right. Even this week here one person sent me, who gave you the right to say that these people are kuffar and all that. We don't take things out from our pocket. We take things and derive from Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, and we explain that to you. It's not from our own pocket. The Sharia is saying that. So you must remember. Now the tragedy of all this is this. Let me add one more thing. 2013, when I went to Iran. So you can just go to my website. Go to both websites. You will find everything there. www.mufti.hussain.net or go to www.markazsahaba.com and you will find everything there about the Shias and my trip and all that to Iran. When I went there, I had a debate with Safiullah. He was a Sunni who became a Shia. In 2013, he was there 15 years. And now you add another 7 years, so he's 22 years. He's still there. And I defeated him in a debate, and you can ask him, and there's a youngster, Yasir, he's a witness to that. So when I went to, from there, it was in Qum, I went to Tehran. So about 20 of these Ayatollahs came and they kissed me and what and what. I know them, that they're Munafiqeen and Kuffar, they were up to something. So they told me that tomorrow, that was a Friday night, tomorrow, Saturday, is a big mu'tamar, a big conference. A taqreeb bain ahli sunnah wa ahli shia. And that is the, remember, the how we can bring the Sunnis and Shias closer together. And you have to speak. I said, Subhanallah, since when I'm your guest? I paid for my own ticket, I paid for my own accommodation, transport, and I didn't even know that they begged me. I said, no, we can't. Say, what you want? I said, where is this conference? The same place here. They said, yes. I said that I want something from you. They said, what? I said that I see a lot of books here. So I'm going to take these books with your permission. And they didn't realize at that time, because initially they thought I'm a Shia, Abdul Qadir Husseini. So nevertheless, that you must remember, afterwards they're going to know I'm Sunni, obviously. Said, fine. I told them, see, I want Arabic, Urdu, and English books. Farsi, I don't know, I forgot everything. So they said, so they gave me the books. So Khomeini, the kafir, the pakka, 100% kafir, writes in Tawdihul Masail, until today, not one Shia can answer this. In Tawdihul Masail, he writes, Khomeini, that you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. So when we are defending this, so people get upset. Now, I want to pose the question to you. What will you say of those ulama, South Africa, Africa in the world, who before, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, they used to share the platform with me, and they used to say Shias are non-Muslim. But today, because money is sweeter than honey, this is the truth. Remember that now they have made a U-turn. And they said, no, we can't say Shias are kuffar. We have to rethink this masla. So what will you say of such people? In Islam, we call such people munafiqeen. There's no other term for them, whether you like it or not. You must remember 100% munafiqeen. Now the test you have to do, you who are fighting and arguing, go to any organization, go to any radio station, go to any TV station in South Africa, in the world. Tell them you, Ahmed, Abdullah, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, Aisha, we want a public statement from you regarding your stance on the Shias. If they say Shias are kuffar, then they are our brothers. And if they say no, some of them, and we have to make this, you must remember they pakka 100% munafiqin. This is our challenge to all the radio stations, to all the TV stations, to all the organizations, ulama organizations. What is your stance regarding the Shias? Are you going to be silent? A person who sits on the fence is committing an offense. That is also muzabzabina baina dhalik. That is nifaq, Quran says. Quran says those are the people who are munafiqin. So who sit on the fence? So you say you ulama, so it is our right to ask you what is your fatwa regarding the Shias. So the Isna Ashariya, those who are in Iran today, those who are in Syria today, those who are, you must remember, in Iraq today. So don't come tell me about Zaydi Shias in 1%. We're asking you about the 90%. So that is the challenge. And if you're not, then you are selling the deen because you want to curry favor with your government, with your people, with your leaders. And I told you many a time, with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, we don't have to curry favor with any person, any government, any politician. Alhamdulillah. So we are here to defend Islam. I told you on many occasions, and it will, for us it's an honor. If some people tell me you're cracking your head, you know you're crazy, the Shias will shoot you. I say, Alhamdulillah. If somebody shoots me, I'm a martyr. Alhamdulillah, for the sake of Islam. So let me make the stance very clear. We belong to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we will die for Deenul Islam. We will die for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will die for Sahaba. And we will die for our masajid. Let me make this very clear. No one is advocating we must break the laws of South Africa. We love our country. We went through apartheid. I was born in a location, so I know what is apartheid. So remember, when we say that we want our masajid open, so our brother Zahir Umar, our Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, with the Jamiat Ulama South Africa, which he formed with the blessing of other ulama, I gave you the names, in 1971, and the Majlis, they put an application to the government, and the government declined. Now my question to you is this. Oh brother, Ramadan is starting next week Friday. Friday is the first fast in Makkah Mukarramah next week. Friday night is first Taraweeh in South Africa. So do you want your masjid to be open or do you want it to be closed? So you will say open. So if you want open, so what are the options? I can make dua, you can make dua. But with dua alone, things don't work. You have to use, we are in Darul Asbab. We are in this world that got means. So we have to use the means. So our constitution is giving you rights. If the government refuses, you can make an application to the High Court. So inshallah, I don't know when, but the lawyers, the legal eagles are busy. We make dua for them. Allah Jalla wa Ala give them victory. So even if our masajid are open with restrictions, conditions, we say Alhamdulillah. And let me make the statement very, very clear. You can swear me, abuse me. It means absolutely nothing to me. Our deenul Islam, our constitution is Quran. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Who is the biggest zalim, oppressor, transgressor than that person who prevents people to come to the masjid of Allah? Any person, molvi, mufti, sheikh, imam, trustee, who closed the masjid before the government told you to close, Quran is telling you, you are the biggest zalim and there's no other term for you but munafiq. and you will suffer the consequences. Go study the Quran. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِذِيُوا وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is not what I'm speaking, this is Allah's words. You go ask your Maulana and Sheikh and Mufti and whoever. For them is disgrace and humiliation, and you can see it coming already. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them is a grievous punishment in the year after, unless they make tawbah, and that is different thing. So when you speak, don't come tell me about ABC. Come speak from Quran Sharif. Come speak from Sunnah and Nabawiyah. Speak from Fatawa of Sahaba. Speak from the A'imma Arba. So that is what our challenge is. Any person goes to the ulama organizations, they will block you so you don't ask the question. Remember this. So you must remember those people who don't want to make takfir and say the Shia the kafir, 100% the munafiqeen. So you must remember that. And we don't have to apologize to anybody. We're very, very clear on these issues. Okay, so therefore, our team, mashallah, they will go to court. You don't want them to go, it's your choice. You, if the masjids are open and you don't want to go, it's fine. That if nobody is forcing you to go. When the masjid were open, also you were not going. So 80%, 90% of the ummah were not going for Fajr Salat and Asr Salat and so forth. So that is why Allah is punishing us. That you don't make qadr of my house, I'll take my house away from you. So therefore we are saying no. That government give us all the restrictions, but open our masajid. Nobody is calling for civil disobedience. Nobody is saying this. We all want to work within the framework of the law. And believe you me, all so much propaganda and lies. The whole world is in lockdown. Sweden is not in lockdown. I've been to Sweden. Go ask them there. They got 10 million people there, 1 million Muslims when I was there. I gave a Jummah lecture there. So you must remember that they're not in lockdown. Go to America. America got the most amount of deaths regarding COVID-19. Go and see how many states have exempted the religious places, the mosques and the churches and so forth. Michigan, I just mentioned one. You can go read it up. Go Google it and see. So why you want to make propaganda? The whole world is closed down. Our Muslim countries, Shankit, Mauritania, the masajid are open. So don't make propaganda like that for to score points. I'm not here to score points. I'm giving you what Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. These people, when we ask them one dalil, give me one, I can give you 100 dalil, proofs. But I'm asking you for one. Show me one time, for once only, in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in time of Sahaba, in time of Khairul Qurun, the golden era of Islam, Sahaba's time, Tabi'in's time, the companions and the successors, and afterwards the four schools, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. There were pandemics, there were epidemics, there was war, there were so many things, and the masjids were all shut down, the whole country. Shut down. Show me one place. Millions, not 1 million, millions of people lost their lives. Never they told the people, go more and more to the masajid. But today the munafiqeen close the masjid before the governments tell them to close the masjid. That is the crime. And history will judge you. Remember that. I'm here today, tomorrow I'm gone. But this will be documented. You close the masjid before even the government tells you. So what can we call such people? You be the judge. Next one, I want to come to the doctors. Some of these doctors, they will say they're not a jurist, but thereafter they want to start passing fatwas and all these type of things. Anyway, to such doctors, you know who you are. We gave you a chance to come on air also. Your fatwas are not worth the paper on which is written, so you should be very clear on this type of things. You don't even know what is riwayat and so forth. So please, just keep your opinions to yourself and don't make a fool of yourself. You stay to your medical field. There are many, many sincere doctors and they're siding with us. Senior councils are siding with us. The churches are siding with us. Are you like that now? The churches are contacting you Muslims, please go so our churches can open. So we got all that. But we are concerned about the masjid. To you, the medical fraternity, we respect you. And remember, you are doing a great service. But to come and make this such an issue, that if people go to the masjid, we all will be dead. And we will all just... So this is what I find, you twisting everything. Don't worry, I took permission from my colleague, Sheikh Zakaria, and I phoned him, contacted him. I told him, Sheikh, today is very important issues I have to discuss, so I'll be taking overtime. To you, the medical fraternity, be fair, leave all the politics. In your surgery, you got 20, 30, 50 patients. They are all sick, right? That's why they came to you. So patients come to you every day. So when they come back from there, so they will not get COVID-19. But when we go to the masjid, we will get COVID-19. Now what twisted logic is that? You tell me this. So you must remember, this is part of, and don't come tell me about market share and all that. Remember that we giving our life, and you know, I don't pass judgment on all, but majority of the doctors today, you go to the hospitals, everything. It's a money-making scheme like you can't believe. So you must remember, saving lives and death is secondary. Filling the pockets is the aim, primary aim. Let us be honest about these issues. So don't come tell me about your market share and all that. Now let's go on. So please don't come tell me about doctors and this type of things. When in Islam there is a conflict between reason and revelation. Want to come speak about Maqasidu Sharia? Doesn't even know what is the meaning of Maqasidu Sharia. Maqasidu Sharia are the aims of the Sharia and objectives. And the first aim is Hifazatu Deen. There's a, to promote and preserve and protect the Deen of Islam. Next one. Remember that today that there is a big, big agenda, and Quran has told us about this. Yuriduna ayyutfi'u nurallah bi'afwahihim. Their intention is with their mouths to extinguish the entire deen of Islam with their media, bi'afwahihim, with their mouths. Allah says, Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. And Allah Almighty Allah will let Islam prevail in all parts of the world. Walau karihal kafirun. Although the non-Muslims have hated and detested. So you must remember these type of things here. Very, very clearly, Islam is going to prevail. But there are hidden agenda. People will send me clips from London, look at the trenches. The person there who's there busy is my student. Suleiman Gandhi, he studied by me. You go ask him. Until now he consults with me. So mashallah, we tell him what he should do many a time on many issues. So you must remember these type of things here, that we'll give our advice to anybody. But if you are sincere, you accept, you don't want to, it's your business. We can't impose upon you. Now, there's a big, big agenda. They speak of things evolving. Now you, the Muslim, the Sunni, understand what's happening. Today, they have closed our masjid. Tomorrow people and today people are passing away. So now the question, we people, we inundated with questions. You know what? The law says we can't give ghusl now to the dead. So the Muslim, the some Maulana, some Mufti, who's only interested in, you understand, curring favor with their so-called governments and so forth in different, they say, yeah, it's fine. Islam says it's permissible. You must try your level best to give ghusl to the deceased. Yes, if you cannot, then you go to tayammum. You don't just say, yes, it's fine. And remember, then you go to the alternative as a last resort. And remember, thereafter, isala, the kafan will take place, the shrouding. Then salatul janaza, then you must remember the burial and so forth. So now the question is coming, that they already compromise. You see, once you start compromising, this is in Quran, وَدُّوا تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ. When you, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, want to compromise, then they will compromise. So Allah revealed the verse, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Oh, you kafir, kuffar, lakum deen, lakum waliya deen. You go and practice your deen, we got our deen. So that is what we say to those people there who want to change the deen and the religion of Islam. They want to compromise here, make this halal, make that halal, make TV halal, make the chickens halal, make the everything halal. No, we don't agree. We will speak what is the truth, alhamdulillah. Okay, now let's carry on. Now the question is already reaching that. In certain countries we got no say, we have to cremate the bodies. What you will say then? the medical council, the medical officer, the medical this and that in that country will say that's the only option we have. What you will do then? So remember, they started with our first line and is masjid. Tomorrow they will come with different laws. Because the Muslim is compromising all the time. The Muslim want to come and curry favor with governments. So it's our democratic right to speak. We disagree with you. If I tell you that the government stole millions or billions of rand, am I speaking lies? It's the truth. But who's got the guts to say it? Because we can't be in the bad books of the government. I mean, let us be honest about this type of issues. So we have to speak the truth. Expediency is not Islam. Expediency is the talk of the politicians. So they want to curry favor with them and look good with them. And let me make one more statement. Remember, I know personally of people, families, who are giving money to our ulama organizations, our radio stations, alhamdulillah, not us, alhamdulillah. They'll never think of us because they know we say they're 100% kuffar. But they got links with the Shias. So already your stance is already compromised. Money has bought you off in many instances. And again, that money is going to bring us down if we keep quiet. So that is our message. And remember, we will send out this podcast to everyone. And I want to leave you with this. Remember, make sincere dua. Before Ramadan Mubarak 1441, inshallah, ya Fattahu, ya Fattah, we can only beg you, ya Allah. We go to your court, ya Allah, that we are in South Africa. And alhamdulillah, we have senior ulama. I told you on air, not once, twice, several occasions. I consider my honorable ustad, Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab Hafizahullah, to be the greatest alim in South Africa, Mufti in South Africa, Africa, and in the world in the top 10. And Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Hafizahullah, the second greatest alim in South Africa, Africa, and the top 10 in the world. You don't like his writing, that's your business. You must remember that. So, but the man writes the truth most of the time. So you must, mistakes, we all make mistakes. Third one, go back in our history. Where did Imam Abu Hanifa pass away? Did you ever think of this? Where Imam Abu Hanifa passed away? Imam Abu Hanifa passed away in the jail. He said, we will die with honor, but we won't give in to you, the governments. And that time, we are not speaking of non-Muslim government, we're speaking of non-Muslim, we're speaking of Muslim governments that time, and not non-Muslim government. Remember that. But they could not hear that. He said, we can give our life, but we will not sell the deen. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was whipped for what? So he told you, do whatever you want to, we will not sell the deen. Those are the Salaf Salih. So you got locked down, go read the biography of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. That day he was given the title Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When he stood up for the truth, the people swore him, cursed him, everything. He said, Baini wa bainakum yawm al janazah. The day I pass away, you will see how Allah will show you the truth. 800,000 people, almost a million people attended the janazah. I went to his grave also. Wulida bi Baghdad, wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. He was born in Baghdad and he passed away in Baghdad. Remember this. And 20,000 Jews, Christians embraced Islam. So those are our Salaf Salih. Hazrat Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Madani, for what he gave his life. So those are our Salaf Salih. So remember this, that is the ulama, we say our ulama. We are these people who are selling our deen and munafiqeen and hypocrites. So we got no taraddud and doubt. When a person sells the deen, when a person closes the masjid, before the government even tells you, so there's no other verdict we can give you. May Almighty Allah He guides us all to the straight path. It's got nothing to do with points and everything. We are here to defend the deen of Islam according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You want this podcast, you contact me 071-888-1184. We will send it out to the whole world, inshallah, and it will be on our website as well. And go to our website, Mufti A.K. Hussain, and that is hoosen.net, and markazsahaba.com, markazsahaba.net, markazsahaba.com, and you will find everything there, inshallah. So we don't have to hide and play politics and so forth. Remember this. To you, the doctors, remember your research, everything, but we cannot accept reason and logic when it comes in collision with revelation. And always revelation will be given preference. When there is ta'aruz and a collision conflict between naql and aql, naql is wahi and revelation Quran and sunnah, and aql is your so-called intelligence, intellect, then always we will give you the preference to the revelation. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala open our hearts, open our masajid, what the conditions they want to impose. If we have true love for the masjid, my brothers, sisters, children, then one person's, I'll finish with this, one person's email or WhatsApp really touched me, and it brought tears to my eyes. And that was the father or mother wrote and said, my four-year-old daughter is crying. So we asked the daughter, Betty, why are you crying? She said, why we can't go Makkah, Medina? Why is closed for us? So that is our dua. Ya Allah, open the Haramain Sharifain for the Mu'tamirin, for the Zairin, for the Hujjaj. Open Majidul Aqsa for all of us from the apartheid regime of Israel. Open all our masajid in South Africa, Africa and throughout the world. Our fight is not for South Africa. Don't make that mistake. Our mistake, our challenge is for the whole world. Everywhere our message is the same. And remember, so many places they're having a rethink on this whole issue. If these people who are selling alcohol can go to the court, so what crime we are committing if we go to the court? I'm asking you that. If the ACDP, which is a political party, they say that they want the churches open, so what crime we are committing by saying we want the mosque masajid open? You must remember, these are questions you have to ask yourself. So may Almighty Allah, don't say because A.S. Desai Maulana wrote this or A.K. said this, so we must oppose them. No. You're going to go tomorrow to your grave and that answer will not be acceptable. Remember that nicely. So protect the deen of Islam and don't sell the deen and don't sell out to the Shias because they're giving your organization money. Tomorrow, how will you stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh? How will you stand in front of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh? How will you stand in front of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred and murdered by the Kuffar Shia. Let me end on this. It's a wonderful note. I'll take Sheikh Zakaria's time. Maaf Sheikh, samihna ya Sheikh. Khastul idan minkum barakallahu fikum. Who murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? There's a big, big lesson here for us in this. It is the year 61 after Hijrah. It is Maidan-e-Karbala. It is Yom-e-Ashura. It is a Friday. And Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu says that I want to stand for the truth. It was Yom-ut-Tarwiyah, the day Hajj is starting. He's in Makkah. Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Zubair, Abdullah ibn Abbas. These are the senior Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. They pleaded with him, don't go, please don't go. That's Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. These people of Iraq, majority of the Munafiqeen, the Shias, they're well known. So he said, no, I will go. They said, okay, leave the children and the women. He said, no, they will accompany me. Nevertheless, to cut the story short, now when Sayyidina Hussein was there, he saw these people turned against him. Every reference I'm giving you now is the Shia reference. Not one Shia can refute this. I challenged them how many times? I had debates with them 3 times and all 3 times I beat them. Alhamdulillah. So you kuffar Shia, these are all your books. is written by Sheikh Mufid in the book called Al-Irshad. Sayyidina Hussein sees what's happening around, and then فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ, he raises his hand, وَدَعَى عَلَى شِيَتِهِ, he makes a bad dua, he curses the Shias in Maidan Karbala before his martyrdom. It's written there in your book, go see there. Al-Sheikh Mufid wrote in Irshad, so go see. And then he made the dua, Allahumma in matta'tahum ilaheen, fafarriqhum firaqa, wajhalhum tara'iqa qidada. Ya Allah, if you give them life and they stay, make them into splinter groups. Therefore, today when this 10th of Ashura, 10th of Muharram, then remember, they are punishing themselves. The bad dua, the dua against them, by Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu ardah, the nawasa, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam against them, till today is effective wherever they are. Who are the eyewitnesses to Karbala? Who? If an incident takes place, who do you ask? So Hazrat Imam, they call Imam, we say Sayyidina. So Hazrat, let's use their word for a while because I'm going to quote the text. So Imam Zainul Abideen, the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, this is the point I want to make. That Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala is martyred, his beloved son Sayyidina Zainul Abideen sees all that, how his father is martyred, massacred, everything. And then he addresses the Shia. Ya Ahl al-Kufa, oh you Shias, you were the people, أَخَذْتُمُ الْأَهْدَ وَالْمِيثَاقِ, you took a covenant, a pledge, and you said you're going to help my father. ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُ وَخَذَلْتُمُ, you left him and you forsook him. This is the question I want to ask today's Maulvis and Sheikhs and Muftis and Imams who are silent regarding the Shia issue. You don't want to say that people who sway, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, are kuffar ala ru'usil ashhad in front of the public. This is the question that he, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, told them that bi ayyi aynin yantanzuruna ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How will you face Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wa huwa yakulu lakum. And he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will tell you Shia. Hazrat Zainul Abideen is saying, qataltum itrati, you murdered my grandson here in Karbala. And then, you are the ones qataltum itrati, and you are the ones that you destroyed. You know, they speak of the itra, the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, bi-ayyi aynin tanzuruna ila rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and wantahaktum hurmati and itrati, and you have slaughtered and desecrated my family. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, you are not belonging to this ummah. Hazrat said, I got the books from the Shias, is their books. And they quoted it. Tabrasi writes in Ihtijaj Shia book, to you who are selling the deen because of dollars and whatever else, and you're silent on the Shia issue, and you don't want to pass fatwa to tell people because the money is rolling in. So how can you stand in front of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman? If you tell me our akabir didn't pass fatwa, the books were not even available that time. Today everything is available. Remember this type of thing. So there's no excuse. So think properly. We want to be united on haqq. We are never united on haqq and batil, nay. Then we have to speak out. So that is the second one. So he, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, told the Shia, after the martyrdom of his father, that you Shias, you are 100% kuffar, and you don't belong to this ummah. Third one, I gave you the first one, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda. Second one, his beloved son, and that is Hazrat Zainul Abideen rahimahullah. He survived because he was very sick, so they did not attack him. Third one, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother is Sayyida Fatima al-Kubra, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, the leader of the women in Jannah. And remember that his daughter, Sayyidina Ali is his father, radiallahu anhu. Remember Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu's daughter is Fatima al-Sughra. So younger Fatima. So one is Fatima Kubra, the honorable mother, and one is the daughter. So in a case like that, remember what she said. She was a survivor. She saw what occurred and transpired there in Karbala. I went to Karbala myself, I saw. You must remember, until today, you will see that how they try and distort the history. But when we got their books and procured their books, so all the secrets came out. Fatima Sughra, the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, addressing the Shia after the martyrdom and murder of her beloved father. Ya Ahl al-Kufa. Ya Ahl al-Ghadar, O you the Walmakar, you the people of pretense and deception, O you Shias, what you did, La'anatullahi alaykum, wa tabban lakum, may Allah's curse be upon you, may Allah decimate and destroy you. Qataltum abi, today you murdered my father, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, kama qataltum jaddi bil ams, as you murdered my grandfather, my dada, and that was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in the 40th year during the month of Ramadan, and that was in Iraq as well. And remember, it was 17th of Ramadan. So, what did these Kuffar Shia say? Not my books, not Sunni books, Shia books. The Shia started reading poetry, and they said to Fatima Sughra, radiyallahu rahimahullah, they told the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Hussein, radiyallahu anhu, yes, qatalna, they read poetry, qatalna aliyan wa bani aliyin bisuyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi, yes, that we are the people who murdered Sayyidina Ali, we are the people who murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They were proud about the crime they committed, and we used the swords, and remember the spears made in India. The book, we have all this. I challenge any Shia in any part of the world or their agents or sympathizers to break these arguments. With the swords or the spears made in India. So this is, you must know, these are the Shias. And today you want to side with them? You want to take money from them? You want to sell the deen of Islam? Nay, we will never allow it. Wallahi, we will never allow it. We will speak against you. We will speak against your organization. And we will expose you, Wallahi al-Azim, even if we have to give our life as well. And remember, we have done this in the past. We spoke against the Shias. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala bring us back to our senses and let sanity prevail on haqq. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. You can call me what you want to. It doesn't matter to me. Remember, we have made our life waqf and not market share. That we leave for you, doctor. You must remember who was on air yesterday, Sunday. So that we leave for all of you. Remember that, to sell shares and all these type of things. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala give us hidayat. Allahumma jalna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqin, makbulin. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Inshallah, my brother Tobela will play my brother Hafiz Kala. We need him now to boost our iman. And inshallah, we go to Medina for Umrah, we go to Makkah for Umrah and Ziyarat to Medina and for Hajj. Allah Jalla wa'ala take us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Wa arina manasikana wa tuwalina innaka anta tawabur rahim. In 15-20 minutes time, the podcast will be ready. We will send it out to all of you. Do yourself a favor, send it out worldwide. Keep the flag of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah flying, and never ever think you will get away with this crime of siding with the munafiqeen and siding with the kuffar, the Shia. Allah will expose you in this world and in the year after. Allahumma astur awrati, Allahumma astur awratina, wa amin ru'atina. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Next up, 3 o'clock, inshallah, we got our program. That is of the morning, Mona Arafat and myself, and then 3:30 to 5:30, Brother Amin Templeton with the business news, 5:30 to 7, inshallah, Maulana Khalid Yaqub, and thereafter will be 7 to upper 7, the repeat of my tafsir of Ara'ayta Alladhi Surah Ma'un, 7:30 to 8, remember, is Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah, 8 to 10 is Q&A, and remember, that will be Mu'arafat and myself, inshallah, 10 to 11, this is what Markaz Sahaba is all about. Allama Khalid Mahmood, Hafizahullah, 100 years old, he's defending the flag of Islam there in Manchester in UK against the Shias and against the Salafis. So today he speaks about the Urdu, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Salafis. May Almighty Allah make our Iman, make our Khatima on Iman bil Khair, so we can stand in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is pleased with us, and the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, رضي الله عنهم أجمعين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.